In Oregon, a proposal to expand health care for children with cigarette taxes lost. Measure 50 would have raised enough money to insure more than 100,000 kids. It echoed the recent debate in Washington over expanding the S-CHIP program. The tobacco company spent millions on ads to fight the 85 cents a pack tax hike. Christian Foden-Benzel of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
At a plush downtown Portland hotel, backers of Measure 50 gathered to watch the election returns. Representatives from the local chapter of the American Cancer Society were there, as were members of the Oregon Medical Association and the American Heart Association. In fact, just about any organization that has an interest in Oregon healthcare was there to cheer for Measure 50. But arriving at the platform, the state governor, Ted Kulongoski, had to deliver the bad news.
You know, sometimes in life, you just have to get into a good fight because it's the right one. And I wish I could tell you that every time you engage in the good fight that you come away the victor.
But he couldn't. Measure 50 failed by a 60% to 40% margin. The reason, according to most people here, is that tobacco companies raised $12 million to fight it. The sum belittled the previous $7 million record for the state. Carol Butler directed the Yes on 50 campaign.
But this is a tough one, and it's disappointing to see an election sort of won this way, with all the misleading and deceptive ads and all of the money just poured into the state from two out-of-state tobacco companies.
About 50 miles down the I-5 in the state capital, Salem, the spokesman for the R.J. Reynolds Philip Morris No on 50 campaign emerged from a private party at another nice hotel. L.J. Wilson says they won because it's unfair to only tax smokers for a program that should be everyone's responsibility. He was asked why they're celebrating privately.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything to celebrate. And I don't, you know, we're not going to be, you know, cracking open champagne and smoking cigars on this thing. We had a job to do. But, you know, just because you win doesn't mean that it's something you want to showboat about. We didn't. We've been through a lot in this campaign.
3,000 miles to the east, Congress has been wrestling over the federal version of this same issue. The S-CHIP, or State Children's Health Insurance Program, provides health care money for kids and needs to be reauthorized. President Bush has already vetoed one version of the bill and looks ready to do the same to another. So the question is, does the defeat of a cigarette tax in Oregon send a chilling message to those who want the feds to spend more on children's health care?
I don't think you can overgeneralize from what happened in Oregon.
Stanton Glantz is a professor at UC San Francisco.
The message for the public health community and public policymakers is that if you want to increase the tobacco tax, you need to do it in a way where you can say with a straight face, this is fair to smokers.
That is, a good percentage of any new cigarette tax needs to go to smoking prevention efforts. Furthermore, Glantz says, the defeat has more to do with the politics of big tobacco than with increasing public spending on children's health care. For NPR News, I'm Christian Foden-Wenzel in Portland.